الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. أما بعد, so we continue with our explanation of Al-Ubudiyya by Ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله, and the place we got to last time was his summary that about the meaning of Al-Ilah. He said, فالإله هو الذي يألهه القلب بكمال الحب والتعظيم والإجلال والإكرام والخوف والرجاء ونحو ذلك, which means the God thus is the one to whom the heart turns in worship with complete love and glorification and honoring and fearing and hoping and things like that. So this is where we got approximately last time, and so we continue from here, and after a little bit inshallah we try to make a summary to connect where we are with what we have covered so far. He says after that, وهذه العبادة هي التي يحبها الله ويرضاها, and this is the kind of worship that Allah loves and is pleased with, which is كمال الحب والتعظيم والإجلال والإكرام والخوف والرجاء. That would be complete love, glorification, exaltation, honoring, fearing and hoping. وبها وصف المصطفين من عباده, and he described with this worship the select among his servants. وبها بعث رسله, and with it he sent his messengers, which means he sent his messengers to call people to it, to this ibadah. وأما العبد بمعنى المعبد سواء أقر بذلك أو أنكره فهذا المعنى يشترك فيه المؤمن والكافر. So we talked about the ibadah, the selective ibadah that a person does voluntarily, and we said this is what Allah loves. As for the other kind, the other form of ibadah, which means abd, in the meaning of the one who is subdued, who is paved, بمعنى المعبد, whether he admits to that or not, this meaning, the believer and the disbeliever join in it, which means that everybody, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, you probably will bring some of this, as Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَإِن مِّن شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, nothing but praises his glory, or glorifies his praises, or something like that. And that everything in the heavens and earth makes sujood to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the fact that we have to abide by the laws of Allah, and we cannot have control even over the particles, of our bodies, we cannot force them to or make them act in a way different from what pleases, from what Allah pleases. Therefore, in that sense, our bodies are under the control of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They are ibad of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are ibad of Allah. But this ibadah is not the selective form that Allah is pleased with. This is the obligatory form that nobody can reject or oppose. وبالفرق بين هذين النوعين يعرف الفرق بين الحقائق الدينية الداخلة في عبادة الله ودينه وأمره الشرعي التي يحبها ويرضاها ويوالي أهلها ويكرمهم بجنته. This is on the one side. وبين الحقائق الكونية التي يشترك فيها المؤمن والكافر. So by knowing the difference, salaam alaykum, between these two kinds of ubudiyyah or of ibadah, we then would know the difference between two things. First, al-haqa'iq al-diniyyah, the religious realities الداخلتي في عبادة الله that come under worshipping Allah, that is our part of worshipping Allah, وأمره الشرعي, and they come under his شرعي command, which means his the legislations that he commanded in Islam, that is التي يحبها ويرضاها, that he is pleased with and he accepts, ويوالي أهل أهلها ويكرمهم بجنته, and that he befriends the people who do them, who fulfill them, and honors them with his garden, with his Jannah. So this is the first type. And the second type, وبين الحقائق الحقائق الكونية, and the الحقائق الكونية, the كون means to be, or for think something to be, like Allah Azza wa Jalla says, إنما أمرنا شيئا إذا أردنا أن نقول له كن فيكون. Our command for anything is to tell it be and it is. So الكون means the being, the being. So the truths that relate to the being, which means to the laws of Allah Azza wa Jalla in this universe. You can call it the universal realities. These التي يشترك فيها المؤمن والكافر والبر والفاجر. These both the believers and the disbelievers, the righteous and the corrupt, join in them. Which means they cannot rebel against them or refuse to go by them. Like for example, death, sickness, calamities. As I said, the laws of nature that govern our bodies. Want to eat, and if we are hungry we have to satisfy our hunger, if we are thirsty, if we are tired we have to sleep, and so on. All of this, we are subject in all of these to the same laws, whether believers or non-believers. التي من اكتفى بها ولم يتبع الحقائق الدينية كان من أتباع إبليس. If someone will say this is enough, this is sufficient, this is a sufficient form of ubudiyyah, of submission to Allah Azza wa Jal, and that is, there is no need for the other form, which is al-haqa'iq al-diniyya, as we called it, the religious realities. If this is enough for him, وَلَمْ يَتَّبِعَ الْحَقَائِقِ الدِّينِيَّ, and he did not follow or go after or submit to, abide by the religious realities, if he doesn't do that, then كان من أتباع إبليس, he would be of the followers of Iblis, اللعين, the accursed one, والكافرين برب العالمين, and he will be of those who disbelieve in the Lord of the peoples. ومن اكتفى بها في بعض الأمور دون بعض أو في مقام دون مقام أو حال دون حال نقص من إيمانه وولايته لله بحسب ما نقص من الحقائق الدينية. And the one who suffices himself, or if he is takes as being sufficient some of these realities, that is the universal realities, the universal laws, the laws of nature that Allah created, if he that is gives them the priority or the preference over, or the precedence over, the laws, the religious laws, religious realities in some matters but not in all, or in some situations but not in all situations, then his iman, his belief will be reduced, and his closeness to Allah would be reduced in accordance with what he lacks of the religious realities. And he says then, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, وَهَذَا مَقَامٌ عَظِيمٌ غَلِطَ فِيهِ الْغَالِطُونَ. This is a great matter in which the people have made great mistakes. وَكَثُرَ فِيهِ الْإِجْتِبَاهُ عَلَى السَّالِكِينَ. And there was a lot of confusion among السالكين. السالكين, by that they mean those who make suluk on the way of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which means those who are trying their best to obey Allah. This word has some Sufi derivations or bases. But it became so common in the languages of people that to mean the people who are, you know, pious or who like to exert a lot in worship, that, you know, this is what we mean from it. And we do not mean by that what the Sufis understand from suluk. So this is a source of great confusion, as he's saying. حتى زلق فيه من أكابر الشيوخ المدعين للتحقيق والتوحيد والعرفان ما لا يحصيهم إلا الله الذي يعلم السر والإعلان. Until many of the great shuyukh, he called them, have slipped into this, which means this confusion. Many of the great shuyukh who claim التحقيق, that they can discern between things, what tawheed, and that they perform tawheed, and al-arfan, that they have al-arfan, the knowledge. Again, these terms are meant even for tawheed. Sometimes it comes from Sufi backgrounds. So when they talk about tawheed, the Sufis, they mean something else from what we mean when we talk about tawheed. So tahqiq is again something that comes from the Sufi backgrounds. So those who claim that they do tahqiq, doesn't mean tahqiq that if they take the hadith and make tahqiq on it and then decide whether it's authentic or not. It means that they discern between the different ways to Allah Azza wa Jal and find the most suitable one. And tawheed, that they unify Allah and all the way to Him. And arfan, that they have arfan ma'rifah, knowledge, the true knowledge that leads to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, even many of the great shuyukh who claim such things have slipped into the confusion in regard to that matter. And in numbers, that is, the numbers of these shuyukh, a number that cannot be enumerated except by Allah, who knows the sirra wal-i'lan, the secret, and the what we keep secret and what we declare. So basically then what he is telling here, he has defined what is the meaning of ibadah or abudiyya to Allah Azza wa Jal. And then he said that this is what Allah is pleased with and accepts. And after that, he said that it is not what many people are confused about. So to many people, when they say La ilaha illallah, for example, they understand that, and this we have covered a little bit earlier, they understand La ilaha illallah means that there is no Rabb except Allah, there is no creator except Allah, and there is no one who is in control of this universe except Allah. So by this understanding, they are admitting to the rububiyyah of Allah Azza wa Jal, to that He governs the laws of nature of this world. But that is not enough for us to be ibad of Allah. Excuse me, that's not enough. Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah. That's not enough to bring us to the level of abudiyya that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of abudiyya that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or uluhiyya, or to admit to the uluhiyya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, it's not enough to say that Allah there is no Rabb except Him, but also that there is no God to be worshipped except Him. And that's basically what he's saying. And that many people have limited their belief in Allah to the rububiyyah only, that He is the owner, the creator, the sustainer of the universe, and that's it. But what follows from that, which means we have to submit to Him, we have to love Him to the utmost, and then we have to submit to Him to the utmost, the combination of these two things, they did not fulfill in themselves, they did not even believe in them. Therefore, they fulfilled the what he called the kauni part of the or the kauni reality, the universal reality, or the belief in the laws of nature that Allah created. But they did not believe in a shar'i reality, which means the law of Allah Azza wa Jalla that we are supposed to abide by. Okay? I hope this makes it a little clearer. وإلى هذا أشار الشيخ عبد القادر رحمه الله فيما ذكر عنه. He says to this has pointed, has الشيخ عبد القادر pointed, may Allah have mercy on him, in what was mentioned or reported from him. فبين أن كثيرا من الرجال إذا وصلوا إلى القضاء والقدر أمسكوا إلا أنا فإني انفتحت لي فيه روزنة. Abu Qadir, which means Abu Qadir al-Jilani, and he is one of the أحد العلماء الزهاد. He is one of the scholars who have performed zuhud, which means renounced this worldly life, and they lived in a very modest life. له كتاب الغنية. He has a book called الغنية. And الذهبي in سير أعلام النبلاء, he talked about him, he described his biography, and he concluded by saying وفي الجملة الشيخ عبد القادر كبير الشأن. So in summary, الشيخ عبد القادر is of great position, وعليه مآخذ في بعض أقواله ودعاويه. We have some criticism in regards to some of his statements and claims. Wallahu al-maw'id, and Allah is the one who resolves the differences. وَبَعْضُ ذَلِكَ مَكْذُوبٌ عَلَيْهِ, but some of what has been reported that he said is lied against him. That is, he did not truly say it. So he says, فيما ذكر عنه, in what has been reported from him. And this is ذكر عنه, this is a way of, as Sheikh Al-Halabi, who is writing the commentary, who has the commentary, some of the commentary on this, he says that he said ذكر عنه, and he did not say in what he said, he said in what has been reported from him. So this is called صيغة التمريض in the understanding or the language of the scholars of hadith, which means that he is making this appear weak, the report to appear weak, that it is not definite that he said it, it has been attributed to him, so it could be right, it could be wrong, depending on the narration and the narrators. So he says what has been reported from him is, or attributed to him, is that أن كثيرا من الرجال إذا وصلوا إلى القضاء والقدر أمسكوا, that many men, when they get into the discussion of قضاء and قدر, into the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal, أمسكوا, they stop, which means they don't delve into it, they don't get deep into it, because they may get into confusion. إلا أنا, except for me, that is this saying attributed to Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, إلا أنا فإني انفتحت لي فيه روزنة, for me a window has been opened into it, which means I have the ability to go further and still not be confused in regard to the matters of qadr. فَنَازَعْتُ أَقْدَارَ الْحَقِّ بِالْحَقِّ لِلْحَقِّ وَالرَّجُلُ مَنْ يَكُونُ مُنَازِعًا لِلْقَدَرِ لَا مَنْ يَكُونُ مُوَافِقًا لِلْقَدَرِ. He says, thus I confronted the true decrees with the truth for the sake of the true one. For the sake of the true one. So it is a, you know, somewhat confusing statement if it is not explained. نَزَعْتُ أَقْدَارَ الْحَقِّ بِالْحَقِّ لِلْحَقِّ, which means أَقْدَارَ الْحَقِّ, the decrees of truth, or the decrees of the true one, which means the decrees of Allah. بِالْحَقِّ, which means with truth, or it also could mean by or with the help of the true, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلْحَقِّ, which means for the cause or the sake of Al-Haq, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So see this, what he's saying in other words, that he explains the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal by means, by the help of Al-Haq, by the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, for his cause, which means in a way that would please him. فنازعت أقدار الحق بالحق للحق والرجل من يكون منازعا للقدر لا من يكون موافقا للقدر. An imam is the one who would be at fight with or struggling with al-qadr, not agreeing always with al-qadr. So he would be struggling with al-qadr and not in agreement with al-qadr. Okay, now there is a very long commentary. I mean, this statement requires long explanation, and long explanation is what Shaykh al-Halabi puts here from other books of Ibn Taymiyyah, about 3 pages in regard to this explanation of this statement. But first let me continue with what Ibn Taymiyyah says. Actually, it is more than that. He continues in this page too, so it's about 4 full pages. He says, وَالَّذِي ذَكَرَهُ الشَّيْخُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ وَرَسُولُهُ, which means what a shaykh, that is Al-Qadr, mentioned, may Allah have mercy on him, is that which Allah has commanded and his messenger as well. ولكن كثير من الرجال غلطوا فيه. However, many men or many people have misunderstood this. فإنهم قد يشهدون ما يقدر على أحدهم من المعاصي والذنوب أو ما يقدر على الناس من ذلك بل من الكفر, ويشهدون أن هذا جار بمشيئة الله وقضائه وقدره داخل في حكم ربوبيته ومقتضى المشيئة, فيظنون الاستسلام لذلك وموافقته والرضا به ونحو ذلك دينا وطريقة وعبادة, فيضاهئون المشركين الذين قالوا لو شاء الله ما أشركنا ولا أباؤنا ولا حرمنا من شيء. Which means those who got confused about this, which means about the understanding of Al-Qadr. So now here is a discussion of Al-Qadr that he'll talk about. How was it related to the previous discussion? Because he talked about the 2 forms of submission to Allah Azza wa Jal. The submission which is, we said, kawni, universal, or according to the laws that Allah created, and the submission which is tawai, which is according to the sharia of Allah, the selective one that we do by our will. So that led him directly to the discussion of Al-Qadr, of Al-Qadr, the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal is of 2 forms. It is also shar'i and it is kawni. And so Allah Azza wa Jal commands us to do things and prohibits us from doing other things, and also Allah forces us to do things, and these things that we are forced to do are the things that we have no choice in them. They are natural things that happen beyond our and outside our ability, and we are not judged by them. Because, but sometimes people mix between the two, so they make the shar'i obligations also force upon us, or the, you know, that we, if we disobey them. So if somebody does not pray, they say this is the qadr of Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore, and that is what Abdul Qadir is referring to, or as it will be explained, by saying one should struggle with Al-Qadr. Struggle in that sense, that in matters where one has option and choice, and not say that, okay, it has been ordained for me that I'll be disobedient. One cannot claim this. And this is a saying of the disbelievers. So he says, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, however, many men or many people have made a mistake in this regard, because they would witness what is ordained or what has been decreed for any of them of sins and acts of disobedience, or what would be decreed for other, for some, for other people of those things, that is sins and disobedience, or even of disbelief, so they would witness some of this. وَيَشْهَدُونَ أَنَّ هَذَا جَارٍ مِنْ شَيْءٍ اللَّهِ وَقَضَائِهِ وَقَدَرِهِ. And they would say, would testify that this happens with the will of Allah and His qada and qadar, His decree, His ordainment, that they say Allah has decreed this, so, and I testify. Yeah, or if somebody is a disbeliever, they say Allah willed for him to be a disbeliever. So this is the decree of Allah, they say. It's incorrect. داخلون, they make this under داخلون في حكم ربوبيته ومقتضى مشيئته. So they bring this under the understanding of the ربوبية of Allah, that He is the Lord and that this is His will. فيظنون الاستسلام لذلك وموافقته والرضا به ونحو ذلك دينا وطريقة وعبادة. So they think or assume that submitting to that, which means submitting to the fact that they are disobedient or somebody else is disobedient, this is an pleasing, being pleased with it is part of the deen, and it is ibadah, it's an act of worship before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيُضَاهِئُونَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا. So by that they behave or act similar to the mushrikeen, to the idol worshippers, to the pagans who said, لَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ مَا أَشْرَكْنَا وَلَا أَبَاؤُنَا وَلَا حَرَّمْنَا مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Who claimed, if Allah willed, we would not have been mushrikeen, we would not have been pagans, nor would our fathers have been, and we would not have prohibited anything that Allah doesn't want us to prohibit, and so on. So they attribute their shortcomings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to the will of Allah. Or they say, وَقَالُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ. Should we feed one whom Allah could have fed? And they say, وَقَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ الرَّحْمَنُ مَا عَبَدْنَاهُمْ. Had Ar-Rahman the All Merciful willed, we would not have worshipped them, that their idols. So they attribute everything to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَوْ هُدُوا لَعَلِمُوا أَنَّ الْقَدَرَ أُمِرْنَا أَنْ نَرْضَى بِهِ وَنَصْبِرَ عَلَى مُوجَبِهِ فِي الْمَصَائِبِ الَّتِي تُصِيبُنَا كَالْفَقْرِ وَالْمَرَضِ وَالْخَوْفِ. They had they been guided, that is to the truth, they would have known that al-qadr, we have been commanded to be pleased with it or to accept it, وَنَصْبِرَ عَلَى مُوجَبِهِ, and to be patient in regard to what results from it, of masaib, of calamities that happen to us, such as poverty and sickness and fear of the enemy or something like that. قال الله تعالى ما أصاب المصيبة إلا بإذن الله ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. Which means whatever calamity happens, it is only by the permission of Allah, and whoever believes in Allah, Allah guides his heart. So here Allah is expressing that the calamities happen with his permission subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال بعض السلف. One of the Salaf, when they say Ba'd al-Salaf, Ba'd means some, and Ba'd al-Salaf means some of the Salaf, to translate it literally, but usually it means one of the Salaf. So Ba'd here doesn't mean some, it means one. One of the Salaf said, هُوَ الرَّجُلُ تُصِيبُهُ الْمُصِيبَةُ. And here in the commentary he says, the Halabi says, هُوَ عُلْقُمَة. The one who said this among the Salaf is عُلْقُمَة. فِيمَا أَخْرَجَهُ عَنْهُ عبد بن حميد وابن المنذر والبيهقي في شعب الإيمان. As has been reported by many scholars in the past, like عبد بن حميد and ابن المنذر and البيهقي في شعب الإيمان, that this was said, this statement was said by علقمة. علقمة said in regard to this ayah, He said, هو الرجل تصيبه المصيبة مصيبة فيعلم أنها من عند الله فيرضى ويسلم. This refers to a man, to that, to one, a man is hit by a disaster and he knows it is from Allah, so he is pleased by it, or he accepts it and submits to it. So he accepts it and submits to it. And وقال تعالى ما أصاب من مصيبة في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم إلا في كتاب من قبل أن نبرأها إن ذلك على الله يسير لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم ولا تفرحوا بما آتاكم. Which means, he, which means Allah Azza wa Jal, or it, which means it happens, no, never would a musibah, which means a disaster, occur on earth or in yourselves. On earth or in yourselves, which means other than, for other than yourselves, like, you know, a flood somewhere, or an earthquake, or shooting, or whatever. في الأرض ولا في أنفسكم, or among yourselves, within yourselves, which means, you know, a sickness or whatever trouble that happens to you. إلا في كتاب, but it is recorded in a record. It is in a record. It is in a record with Allah Azza wa Jalla. من قبل أن نبرأها, before we created, before we let it happen on earth, it is already recorded. إن ذلك الله يسير, that is indeed very easy for Allah. لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم, so that you would not feel sad for what have missed you. That is, you would not say, had we done such and such, this disaster would not have happened. So Allah is telling them, this is all recorded, so do not feel remorse for it happening. وَلَا تَفْرَحُ بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ, and also that you would not be overjoyed with what Allah has given you and assume that this will continue forever, something like that. So to be careful in that regard. So hopefully this explains the statement of Abdul Qadir. But now we will go back and see what Ali al-Halabi has, you know, selected for us, or from some of the other books of Ibn Taymiyyah, in reference to this subject of Al-Qadr. He takes this from مجموع الفتاوي of Ibn Taymiyyah, volume 8. He says in that, جواب مفصل على هذه الكلمة أنقله بنصه لتمام الفائدة. He says Ibn Taymiyyah, and over there he gives a detailed explanation of this statement by Abdul Qadir Jilani, that is, and I present it here to complete the benefit. So even though here he brings it with barely any commentary here, as you see, he did not comment directly on it. He just stated it and continued his discussion. But in some other place of his books or of his writings, he has a full explanation of this statement. He says, it seems that somebody asked him, what is the meaning of this statement by Abu Qadir al-Jilani? So he said, Alhamdulillah, etc. He praised Allah, and وبعد, what follows, فإن جميع الحوادث كائنة بقضاء الله وقدره. Verily, all incidents happen according to the قضاء, the decree of Allah and His ordainment. وقد أمرنا الله سبحانه أن نزيل الشر بالخير بحسب الإمكان. And Allah has commanded us to remove the evil with good as much as we can, as much as possible. ونزيل الكفر بالإيمان والبدعة بالسنة. And to remove disbelief with belief. So that is, use belief to remove disbelief, and use sunnah to remove bid'ah, والبدعه بالسنة, والمعصية بالطاعة, and disobedience with obedience. من أنفسنا ومن عندنا, بالطاعة من أنفسنا ومن عندنا, with obedience from ourselves and from what we have, from what we can, you know, have access to. فكل من كفر أو فسق أو عصى فعليه أن يتوب. So anyone who disbelieves or commits fisq, which means disobedience, that is, gets involved in the acts of this prohibitions and the prohibitions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or disobeys Allah azza wa jal. And you know, this is something that is explained by Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah in a nice way. What is the difference between fasaqa and asa? He explains in some of his books in Madarij al-Salikin, I think, he explains the difference between fisq and ma'asiyah. Fisq, he says, ma'asiyah is to commit an act of disobedience. So Allah told you to do something and you do not do it. This is asiyan called, or ma'asiyah. To disobey a command from Allah, this is ma'asiyah. And fisq is, if Allah prohibits something and you still commit it, that's called fisq. Okay? So fisq is to commit a prohibited act, and ma'asiyah is not to do a command, not to fulfill a command. That's the general difference between them. Sometimes they become, you know, you use one word of these to apply to both, either one of the two, but sometimes when they come together in one context, like some places in the Quran, وَكَرَّهَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْكُفْرَ وَالْفُسُوقَ وَالْعِصْيَانَ, he made it hateful for you, disbelief and fusuq and asiyan. So in that case, when they come together, they have these distinctive meanings. Either, I mean, could be, depending on the level of sin that one commits, or the command that one does not abide by. So either one could get to the level of kufr. So fisq could be fisq mukhrij min al-milla. It could be fisq that is kufr by itself, or it could be a smaller form of kufr. Similarly for ma'asiyah. So فَكُلُّ مَنْ كَفَرَ فَكُلُّ مَنْ كَفَرَ أَوْ فَسَقَ أَوْ عَصَى. So anyone who commits kufr or fisq or ma'asiyah, and we define what is kufr, fisq and ma'asiyah, فَعَلَيْهَ أَيَتُوبُ, he must repent. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذَلِكَ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ, even though the repentance would be with the qadr of Allah. Even though the repentance would be with the qadr of Allah. So he cannot say, okay, لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوتَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ, I have sinned, but this is ordained by Allah, alhamdulillah, I accept it, I am happy with it. He cannot say that, and then he says, since I believe in Allah so strongly, therefore I will not do anything to change. I accept the qadr of Allah. No, he must change. He must struggle to change, and that is what he means. One should struggle with the qadr in that sense, or one should struggle with the qadr of al-haq of Allah, by al-haq, by the help of Allah, for al-haq, for Allah, which means for what pleases Allah. So so he has to repent, even though this repentance is according to the qadr of Allah. وَعَلَيْهِ أَن يَأْمُرَ غَيْرَهُ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنَاهُ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ بِحَسَبِ الْإِمْكَانِ. And also he has to command others to do good and prohibit them from committing evil as much as he can, بِحَسَبِ الْإِمْكَانِ. وَيُجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and he has to strive in the cause of Allah. وَإِنْ كَانَ مَا يَعْمَلُهُ مِنَ الْمُنْكَرِ وَالْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالْعِسْيَانِ بِقَدَرِ اللَّهِ, even though what he did of sinning, of disbelief, and of rejection or fusuq and asiyan, of disobedience, all of that, even though it is qadr of Allah, even though it is all recorded by Allah, but he should not, you know, rely just on that. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَدَعَ السَّعْيَ فِي مَا يَنْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ مُتَّكِلًا عَلَى الْقَدَرِ. So the human being may not put off striving in the for that with which Allah would benefit him, relying on al-qadr, or justifying his action by al-qadr. بَلْ يَفْعَلُ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Rather, he should do what Allah has commanded and his messenger. كما روى مسلم في صحيحه. As Imam Muslim recorded in his Sahih from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he said, المؤمن القوي خير وأحب إلى الله من المؤمن الضعيف. A strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than a weak believer. وفي كل خير, and in both there is good. There is good in both. احرص على ما ينفعك. Seek that or work hard for what benefits you. واستعن بالله ولا تعجز, and seek the help from Allah. ولا تعجز, which means do not run away from, you know, striving. Do not give up. Do not give up. ولا تعجز. وإن أصابك شيء فلا تقل لو أني فعلت كذا وكذا كذا لكان كذا وكذا. If something happens to you, that is, if something occurs to you that you do not like, do not say, had I done such and such, such and such would have happened. ولكن قل قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Rather say, Allah has decreed this, and whatever He wills happens, or whatever He willed, He did. فإن لو تفتح عمل الشيطان, because لو, that is saying, had I done such and such, it would have been such and such. This opens the door for shaitan, which means it opens the door to disbelieving in Allah Azza wa Jal and distrusting His decree, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have to be to put an effort to do what benefits you without giving up. But if something then happens beyond your will, then say, Allah has decreed this, and whatever He decreed happens. That is, if something is behind you in the past and there is no way to change it, then you say, قدر الله وما شاء فعل. فأمر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المسلم أن يحرص على ما ينفعه. Thus, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded the Muslim to seek or strive for that which benefits him. والذي ينفعه يحتاج إلى منازعة شياطين الإنس والجن. And what benefits him, what benefits the human being, is that which requires from him fighting against the devil of the human beings and the jinn. So to get to that which benefits you, you have to fight so many devils of the human beings and of the jinn. ودفع ما قدر بما قدره الله من الخير. And also it requires from the human being to oppose what has been decreed of evil, of harm, with whatever Allah has decreed of good, of good things. وعليه مع ذلك أن يستعين بالله. And in addition to that, he has to seek the help from Allah. So it's not enough to say, you know, I'm strong, alhamdulillah, I can, whatever, give me whatever you know, challenge you have. Give me your biggest challenge, I am the man to face it.
This is like a
form of shirk, maybe. Yeah, so one has to realize that without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, he cannot do that. He always needs, no matter how good is his intention and his desire to do good, without the help of Allah Azza wa Jal, this will not take place. So, وَعَلَيْهِ مَعَ ذَلِكَ أَنْ يَسْتَعِينَ بِاللَّهِ. In addition to that, he must seek the help from Allah. فَإِنَّهُ لَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِهِ. Because there is no power or strength except from him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنْ يَكُونَ عَمَلُهُ خَالِصًا لِلَّهِ. So, and that his deeds should be sincere for Allah Azza wa Jal. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ مِنَ الْعَمَلِ إِلَّا مَا أُرِيدَ بِهِ وَجْهُ. Because Allah does not accept the deeds except those that with which one seeks his face, his pleasure, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذا حقيقة قولك إياك نعبد له حقيقة وإياك نستعين. So this is the truth or the reality of your saying إياك نعبد, it is you that we worship, it is you that we worship. This is the meaning of that we have to strive to remove the evil, as we said, and do what is right, and struggle with the devils of the ins and the human, the ins and the jinn. وَالَّذِي قَبْلَهُ حَقِيقَةُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And that which is before it is the meaning of إياك نستعين. It's from you that we seek the help. فعليه أن يعبد الله بفعل المأمور وترك المحظور وأن يكون مستعينا بالله على ذلك. Thus, he has or he must worship Allah by fulfilling the commands and abstaining from the prohibited things, and to be through that seeking the help or relying on the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي عبادة الله وطاعته فيما أمر إزالة ما قدر من الشر بما قدر من الله. Through worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal and obeying Him in what He commanded, through doing that one would remove what has been decreed of evil. With what? With what has been decreed, with what Allah decreed of good. وَدَفْعُ مَا يُرِيدُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ وَيَسْعَى فِيهِ مِنَ الشَّرِّ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَصِلَ بِمَا يَدْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهِ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. And by that he would be striving to push away, to remove the evil before it comes, that is, before it comes to him, before it happens. He would be stopping it by what Allah Azza wa Jal would help him with of good. قال الله تعالى, Allah Azza wa Jal said, وَلَوْ يَدَفُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضٍ لَفَسَدَتِ الْأَرْضِ. Had it not been that people would be struggling against each other, the earth would have been destroyed. The earth would have been destroyed. This struggle between the good and evil is what keeps the earth running steady. Otherwise it would have been destroyed by Allah. If we give up and let the evil reign all over. كما يدفع شر الكفار والفجار الذين في نفوسهم الذي في نفوسهم والذي سعوا فيه بالحق. السلام. As he pushes away the evil of the disbelievers and the corrupt people that is in themselves, and that they strive in fulfilling it, كأعداد القوة ورباط الخيل, like they prepare power, they prepare horses and so on, they prepare all the material power. So well, the comma here was put in the wrong place. Okay, like he pushes away or struggles against the evil of the disbelievers and the corrupt ones that is in themselves, and that they work hard with it or to implement it, بالحق, by the truth. So he does that by the truth, the true, that is the true, the person or the true abid, the true servant of Allah Azza wa Jal, he opposes that with the truth. كَأَدَلِ قُوَةُ رِبَاطِ الْخَيْرِ, like that he would prepare power and horses and so on. وَكَالدُّعَى, and that he would supplicate as well. That's also of the thing that he prepares against them. وَالصَّدَقَةِ, and also with sadaqah, with paying charity. أَلَّذَيْنِ يَدْفَعَانِ الْبَلَاءِ, that remove or push away the disasters. كما جاء في الحديث, like has been mentioned in the hadith, إن الدعاء والبلاء ليلتقيان فيعترجان بين السماء والأرض. This hadith is ضعيف, which says as in the hadith that دعاء and بلاء, the دعاء supplication and بلاء, the harm or disasters or evil, ليلتقيان, meet with each other, and they continue fighting between the heavens and earth. فَيَعْتَى السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ, like two enemies fighting hard so that the dua will stop the evil from, or the disaster from coming. So this hadith is da'if, but another hadith is sahih, and it is a witness for it, or it's support for it, which is لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَضَاءَ إِلَّا الدُّعَاءَ, لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَضَاءَ إلا الدعاء. It is also slightly weak, but together these two ahadith and others become go up to the level of being hasan or acceptable. So that second one means nothing stops the decree of Allah but dua, but supplication. فالشر تارة يكون قد انعقد سببه وخيف فيدفع وصوله، فيدفع الكفار إذا قصدوا بلاد الإسلام. The evil. تفضل. تحب تأذن؟ لا ما حد أذن. So the evil sometimes its reason would be standing. Would this is the reason or the means for the evil to take place would become available, and it is feared that it will happen. So you can do something to stop it from coming. That it is all prepared. All you need, all it needs, you know, is to be implemented.
إنك حميد مجيد، اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة والصلاة القائمة آت محمد
رسول. So he says that the evil sometimes would be ready. I mean, all the means for it are ready, so for it to occur, to happen to the Muslims, to the believers. فيدفع وصوله. So one would, by taking the proper action, would stop it from happening, from occurring. فَرَإِذَا قَصَدُوا بِلَادِ الْإِسْلَامِ, such as opposing and stopping the disbelievers if they attack the lands of Muslims. وَتَارَةً يَكُونُ قَدْ وُجِدَ فَيُزَالُ وَتُبَدَّلُ السَّيِّئَاتُ بِالْحَسَنَاتِ. And sometimes it would be that the evil is already there. It has happened already. So it must be removed then. And the evil should be replaced by good things. وكل هذا من باب دفع ما قدر من الشر بما قدر من الخير. All of this comes under the subject or the meaning of pushing away whatever has been decreed of evil with what has been decreed of good. So this is opposing the decree with the decree, the qadr with qadr, the evil qadr opposed with the good qadr. هذا واجب تارة ومستحب تارة. And this is sometimes obligatory, sometimes it is مستحب, it is you know, preferred or encouraged. So فالذي ذكره الشيخ رحمه الله والذي أمر الله به ورسوله, thus what الشيخ, which means Abdul Qadir, has mentioned is may Allah have mercy on him, is that with which Allah and his messenger have commanded. والمقصود من ذلك أن كثيرا من أهل السلوك والإرادة يشهدون ربوبية الرب. So what is meant is that many of the people of سلوك and إرادة, which means those, as we explained earlier, those who are you know, claim that they are going on the right way to Allah Azza wa Jal, making سلوك and إرادة, that they have the wish, the إرادة, the will to obey him, to please him, يشهدون ربوبية الرب. They testify to the ربوبية of Allah, that he is the creator, he is the Lord, in his hand is everything. وَمَا قَدَّرَهُ مِنَ الْأُمُورِ الَّتِي يَنْهَى عَنْهَا. And also what he has decreed of matters that he prohibits. Like, for example, he prohibits drinking alcohol, but you find that there are people who are drinking alcohol. How would this happen? So فَيَقِفُونَ عَنْدَ شُهُودِ هَذِهِ الْحَقِيقَةِ الْكَوْنِيَةِ. So they stop at this point of accepting this reality of, you know, of this thing happening in the world, in the according to the laws that Allah created in this world. وَيَظُنُّونَ أَنَّ هَذَا مِنْ بَابِ الرِّضَى بِالْقَضَاءِ وَالتَّسْلِيمِ. And they think that this comes under accepting the decree of Allah and submitting to it. وَهَذَا جَهْلٌ وَضَلَالٌ. But this is ignorance and misguidance. قَدْ يُؤَدِّي إِلَى الْكُفْرِ وَالْإِنْسِلَاخِ مِنَ الدِّينِ. And it could lead to disbelief and to coming out, pulling out from the deen. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمْ يَأْمُرْنَا أَنْ نَرْضَ بِمَا يَقَعُوا مِنَ الْكُفْرِ وَالْفُسُوقِ وَالْعِصْيَانِ. Because Allah did not command us to be pleased or accept what happens of disbelief and rejection and disobedience. بل أمرنا أن نكره ذلك وندفعه بحسب الإمكان. Rather, he commanded us to hate all of that and to push it away, to oppose it as much as possible. كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, like the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده, فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه, فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه, وذلك أضعف الإيمان. Whoever amongst you sees a munkar, a rejected or bad or evil thing, let him change it with his hand. If he cannot, then with his tongue. If he cannot, then in his heart. And that is the weakest of belief, of faith, of iman. So this is a command, an obligation, that one should change the wrong if he sees it. والله تعالى قد قال لا يرضى لعباده الكفر. And Allah Ta'ala has said, he does not, what means, and he does not, is not pleased for his ibad with kufr. He does not accept disbelief for his servants. وقال والله لا يحب الفساد. And he said, what means, Allah does not love corruption. فكيف يأمرنا أن نرضى لأنفسنا ما لا يرضاه لنا. So how would he command us to accept for ourselves that which he would not accept for us. وهو جعل ما يكون من الشر محنة لنا وابتلاء كما قال تعالى وجعلنا بعضكم لبعض فتنة أتصبرون. And he has made whatever evil whatever evil happens as a test and trial for us, as he said, we have made some of you as a fitna, a test for each other. That is, some of you test for others, so that we would see if you are patient, if you are patient in dealing with it. وقال تعالى بعد أمره بالقتال ذلك لو يشاء الله لانتصر منهم ولكن ليبلو بعضكم ببعض والذين قتلوا في سبيل الله فلن يضل أعمالهم. After Allah commanded the believers to fight the disbelievers, he said, what means, and if he willed, if Allah willed, he would have defeated them alone. He does not need you to defeat them, but he wanted this so that he would test you with each other. And those who are killed for the cause of Allah, he will never let their deeds be misguided or lost. وفي صحيح مسلم عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال والذي نفسي بيده لا يقضي الله للمؤمن قضاء إلا كان خيرا له. In صحيح مسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, by him, in whose hands is my soul, Allah does not decree a matter for a believer, but it is for his best. وليس ذلك لأحد إلا المؤمن, and that is for no one other than a believer. إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له. If an ease of life happens to him, he is grateful, and that is better for him. وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له. And if a hardship or calamity happens to him, he is patient, and it is also, this is also for his best. فالمؤمن إذا كان صبورا شكورا يكون ما يقضى عليه من المصائب خيرا له. وإذا كان آمر المعروف ناهي عن المنكر مجاهدا في سبيل الله كان ما قدر له من الكفار سببا للخير في حقه. Thus, when a believer is patient and grateful, then whatever disasters are decreed for him, they are for his best, for his better. And if he is a person who commands with good and prohibits from evil, and strives in the for the cause of Allah, then whatever harm happens to him from the disbelievers, it will be also for his benefit. وكذلك إذا دعاه الشيطان والهوى كان ذلك سببا لما حصل له من الخير. Similarly, if he is tempted by shaitan and by desires, then that would be a cause for him to get what is good, that is by striving against them. فيكون ما يقدر من الشر إذا نازعه ودفعه كما أمره الله ورسوله سببا لما يحصل له من البر والتقوى. Thus, when he struggles against the evil as Allah has commanded him and his messenger, that would be a reason for what would happen to him of righteousness and piety, بر والتقوى, وحصول الخير والثواب وارتفاع الدرجات, and that he would attain good and ثواب rewards and وارتفاع الدرجات and high ranks in the Jannah. فهذا وأمثاله مما يبين معنى هذا الكلام والله أعلم. This and what is similar to it is what explains the meaning of these words, and Allah knows best. So this is, as you see, all these, this what we just read is an explanation by Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah of this short statement by Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah, which is نازعت أقدار الحق بالحق للحق. I struggle against the decrees of al-haq, of Allah, bil-haq, with haq, which means by his help, with his help subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with his guidance, according to his teaching, that is lil-haq, for his pleasure. So that's the meaning of it. And now that we explained it, you know, with this detail, I think it has become inshallah very clear. And next week inshallah we will continue with our discussion of al-ubudiyyah. I stop here.